morning on WCHL, the final two names in the five indictments of athlete-agent inducement at UNC have been announced. Now another Carolina school is in the mix. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says Pat McCrory's wrong in his assessment of the lack of job readiness the University of North Carolina gives its students.
I believe deeply that places like Carolina, amongst the best in the nation, does that extremely well.
And some of Chapel Hill Carborough's business leaders are forever enshrined in the Business Hall of Fame.
He loved Chapel Hill. He loved this university. He's still with us.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, we'll get the perspective from a Pitt Panther on this week's matchup between Carolina and Pittsburgh. And
how many stadiums can they build in the city of Atlanta anyway?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is cold, 26 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine today, not as cool. High today, about 55. And tonight, it'll get cold again with a low around 30, so that at least is a swing in the right direction. North Carolina Central University now joins UNC in the North Carolina Secretary of State's investigation of sports agents and college players. Former North Carolina Central University quarterback Michael Wayne Johnson Jr. was charged on the basis of arranging a May 2010 meeting between Georgia sports agent Terry Watson and former UNC receiver Greg Little. Around $5,000 was exchanged in this meeting, according to a previous indictment. In addition, Johnson has been accused of providing a mailing address to accept packages of cash for Little. Johnson appeared in court on Wednesday at 2 p.m. On Friday, Willie Barley, the man who connected former UNC defender Marvin Austin with Watson, was charged with athlete-agent inducement. Barley was released on a $30,000 bond. Spurred on by the NCAA's own investigations, the Secretary of State's office began its own investigation. So far, criminal charges against five people have been filed. Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson, academic tutor for UNC athletes. Terry Watson faces 13 felony counts of athlete-agent inducement. Patrick Jones, Georgia real estate agent, charged with providing money. Barley and Johnson. George Jeter, a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, says that the investigation is focused only on sports agents, not schools or players. You can read the story on our website at chapelborough.com. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says the state's public universities are not training their students to be able to get a job out of college.
I believe deeply that places like Carolina, amongst the best in the nation, does that extremely well.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt spoke with WCHL's Jim Hebner in a news special for her first conversation to you after taking office back in July. Governor McCrory says he wants to see liberal arts degrees removed from the curriculum because it won't prepare the students for the world outside the walls of the university. A News and Observer article quotes him saying there's nothing wrong with the liberal arts, but that if someone wanted to study them, they should go to a private college. However, Chancellor Folt's message in her early days at UNC is to not only give the students a wide range of knowledge, but a deep understanding of that knowledge.
Each one of them has a major, sometimes two majors, that have detailed skills taking them all the way to the forefront of knowledge in that area. And these skills are deeply transferable.
And she says she doesn't just want to focus on today.
The skills we want for the future are the skills for students that can prepare themselves not for the jobs that are sitting there today, but for the jobs and creating the jobs of tomorrow. If you think about digital world, the jobs that our students are getting now didn't even exist 10 or 15 years ago.
She says Carolina is not struggling with getting students into jobs immediately following college.
85% of the students that graduate from Carolina within the first year have full-time jobs or are in graduate school. It's up there at the levels of the highest of our elites. We'll continue to press forward on that. And I feel proud of what they're doing post-graduation, and I think they're going to be the people that are helping to bring new economies into the state.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News at 8:45 today. We'll bring you the final part of Jim's interview with Chancellor Folt. You can also hear the interview in its entirety on Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 1 p.m. and also on our website at chapelborough.com. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news coming up in just a moment.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin, and we're still here. The last few years have been, shall we say, a challenge, but honestly, this year has been a turnaround, not just for us, but for the real estate market in general. Don't get me wrong, this is still a tough environment for housing.
It is, but our agents really know what they're doing. They have the resources they need, they persevere, and they're not afraid to tell you the truth. Our reputation for having a long-term perspective and a dogged commitment to getting the job done keeps us ranked among the top 20 firms in the Triangle.
And among the very top in Chapel Hill. We often tell you what to do, how we do it, and why you should call us if you need a realtor. We want to introduce you to the rest of Franklin Street Realty.
Go to franklinstreetrealty.com, look for houses, and check out our agents. You'll find former restaurateurs, teachers, counselors, tennis players, even a midwife. You might be surprised at who we are or were.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carrboro. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snap to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up. All season long.
WCHL News Time 6:13. They are the establishments which have shaped our local business economy, each in a unique way. Southern Season, Mama Dips, and Fitz Lumber, just to name a few. The leaders and entrepreneurs behind these staples of the community were honored last night as the inaugural class of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Business Hall of Fame. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce recognized 12 individuals with a record of excellence in business management, as well as having a positive impact on the community during their careers. The class included Mildred Council of Mama Dip's Kitchen, Orville Campbell of the Chapel Hill Weekly, and Frank Keenan of Keenan Oil and Keenan Transport. Keenan's son, Tom, spoke on behalf of his late father, who led what was at one time the largest petroleum transportation company in the Southeast. A proud UNC alumnus, Keenan supported his alma mater with generous donations throughout his lifetime.
Father's favorite words were, "The best speech is the shortest speech." So I am not going to disappoint him tonight. He loved Chapel Hill. He loved this university. He's still with us. I think he tells us what to do at least once a week.
A Southern Season started out as a one-man operation for tastemaker Michael Barefoot. Now it is one of the largest specialty food retailers in the United States. Barefoot, who opened a Southern Season in 1975, attributed his success to the community's loyalty. North Carolina House Representative Valerie Fushi was a presenter during the ceremony at the Carolina Inn. She proudly welcomed Council, also known as Mama Dip, a trailblazer in Southern cuisine, to the stage. Council was greeted with the evening's first standing ovation.
For her part in putting Chapel Hill on the culinary map, her generous support of local organizations, and her leadership in minority business community, we proudly induct Mildred Mama Dip Council into the Chapel Hill Carrboro.
In 1976, Council opened Dip's Country Kitchen with just 3 employees and $64 to buy ingredients. Decades later, her restaurant is still thriving, and Council said she hopes to expand.
And that's all I ever done was cooked, you know. Been in the restaurant, and it has really been successful. It has been really big successful, yeah. And I know so many of these people.
WCHL's own Jim Hebner was given a special introduction from Top of the Hill proprietor Scott Maitland.
Jim Hebner is Chapel Hill Carrboro's first media mogul. parlaying a small-town radio station into the flagship of a national sports broadcasting network, a cable TV company, an advertising circular, a university phone book publisher, and so much more.
Hevner thanked his mentor, Sandy McClamrock, Chapel Hill's longest-serving mayor and former owner of WCHL.
As mayor of this town for 8 years during the civil rights crisis, he set the standard for community service that we were expected to follow. While he gave me the room to screw up and learn how to do it, he changed my life. Sandy, thank you.
Chamber President Aaron Nelson commented on the all-star class of business innovators.
We are in a room with legends. It's incredible to hear the stories of the places that I take my children to now and the folks that started that and have forever shaped our community.
Nelson added that the Chamber will induct 3 to 4 new members to the Chapel Hill Carrboro Hall of Fame annually. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:17, and time now to take a look at your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Not a lot happening so far with traffic this morning. That situation will, of course, change a little bit later on. When it does, you can count on Rand Norton to be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. In the meantime, if you spot anything we're not reporting, then call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. Whatever you do, however you decide to get in touch, please do it safely, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, presented by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. If you're thinking about what you're going to do for lunch today, well, let me recommend a quick lunch at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, in between Chapel Hill and Durham, up Mount Moriah Road. All right, it is cold this morning. It is 27 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunny, not as cool. High today in the middle 50s. And tonight we're looking at clear skies and cold again with a low down around 30. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high of about 60. And tomorrow night we'll get some clouds in here. 30% chance of showers. And not as cool either with a low on Friday night in the middle 40s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a high in the low 60s. So kind of getting back toward normal over the weekend. Coming up on WCHL, Championship Sports, and that is on the way next.
Personalized calendars make great holiday gifts. A calendar of your pets, of your favorite vacations, of your childhood. There is simply no greater gift than being able to share special moments and memories through pictures year-round.
At the UPS Store, we are known for logistics, but we also have quality print finishing services. So to make your own personalized calendar, all you have to do is drop off or send us your pictures, and we'll do the rest. And now through November 22nd, get 25% off personalized color calendars at the UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and Fordham Boulevard.
It's here. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of 2013.
This weekend.
3 days of spectacular pre-holiday savings.
This is the big one.
You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price.
Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry.
All earrings, all bracelets, all bands, pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mounting.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas.
Extra savings store-wide.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
If a hurricane hits our area and 30% of our roofs get ripped from our homes, that would qualify as a disaster and would require the entire community to help. 30% of our local children are receiving free school meals. This issue also requires the entire community's help. You can help by coming to Mediterranean Deli on December 8th to enjoy food, drinks, and entertainment. Tickets available at tablenc.org. 100% of proceeds will be donated to Table to provide emergency food relief to our local children. Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
Hey, it is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Rod Stutz. In Pittsburgh, Carolina's next opponent in the football gridiron. They're running high off their upset win over Notre Dame last weekend. This is not going to be an easy game this weekend. And WCHL's Matt Oakes had a chance to chat with Pitt radio analyst and former quarterback Pat Bostic to preview this upcoming showdown between the Tar Heels and the Panthers on Saturday. Bostic says the Carolina no-huddle offense presents huge challenges to the Panther defense.
I really think North Carolina is a
a really good football team. I think they pose problems on offense and on defense. I think it's been remarkable how well they've played the past 3 weeks, obviously stringing three wins together after a rough start to the year and having lost their quarterback. Renner's obviously one of the better players and the better quarterbacks in the history of North Carolina football, and Williams has done an admirable job coming in for him. I think brings a different set of skills to the table. The Panthers are going to have to respect his ability to run a little bit more, but defensively, I think trying to combat this offense, you have to be able to, the moving parts have to be in place very quickly.
Once again, that is Pat Bostic, former quarterback at the University of Pittsburgh and now a radio analyst for them. You can listen to the full interview on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL's coverage will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday as Carolina gets set to take on Pittsburgh, a new member of the ACC, and another hurdle in the quest to win out for the rest of the season for Carolina. Tar Heels are on a streak now and hope to keep it going on Saturday. In basketball this morning, Al Jefferson had 22 points and 11 rebounds in leading the Charlotte Bobcats to an 89-83 win over Boston last night, snapping the Celtics' four-game win streak. Gerald Henderson had 13 points, Jeff Taylor 12, and Anthony Tolliver had 11 for Charlotte, which ended a two-game skid. Jeff Green paced Boston with 19 points. Jordan Crawford had 16 points and 6 assists. Both teams were without key big men. Celtics forward Jared Sullinger was out with a bruised right knee. Bobcats forward Josh McRoberts, the former Duke player, missed the game for personal reasons. He's expected to play on Friday when Charlotte is at Cleveland. It was Bobcats coach Steve Clifford's second game back after two stents were placed in his heart last week. Free agent first baseman Mike Napoli, a member of the 2013 World Series champion Red Sox, was seated at courtside last night. That added to the excitement that game played in Boston. 6:23 at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Mama Dib's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Dib's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Dib's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Dib's at 942-5837 or go to mamadips.com.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall. And PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speed. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Today's your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Core Pilates. It's 68% off, $155 for four Pilates sessions, available until midnight for $49. Pilates is designed to work the deepest muscles in the body with exercises that initiate from the core. The highly trained instructors at Carolina Core Pilates focus on helping each client meet their fitness needs. And with today's deal, you'll get one private session and three small group sessions. It's 68% off from Carolina Core Pilates, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
6:25.
Sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. I don't generally recommend tuning into meetings of the Senate Banking Committee, especially when a chairman of the Federal Reserve or nominee for that job is appearing. The special lingo of senators combined with that of economists is enough to make your teeth ache and your scalp itch. But today should be pretty interesting. Vice Fed Chair Janet Yellen, President Obama's nominee to succeed Ben Bernanke, will be appearing. And the committee members do have a few things that they're more than curious about, as you'll hear after this from David Harris of AJC.
Earlier this week, we marked a poignant anniversary. It was the 75th anniversary of Kristallnacht. Over 2 days in 1938, the Nazis went on a rampage. They destroyed hundreds of synagogues in Germany and Austria, sent tens of thousands of Jews to concentration camps, and murdered many. And this was before the war had actually started. By war's end in 1945, the toll, of course, had gone much, much higher. Such an anniversary offers us the chance to pause and reflect. Had the world, including the U.S., spoken out more forcefully against the Nazi regime then, might things have turned out differently? Had appeasement with Hitler not become Western policy, would the Nazis have thought twice? And had Israel existed in 1938, might more Jews have been saved? For AJC's part, we remember. And we draw the lessons, the first of which is always to be vigilant and speak up. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AJC Global. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. What are some of the things that the Democrats and Republicans on the Senate Banking Committee are going to be asking Janet Yellen about today?
They're going to be very interested in talking to her about her views about inflation, about the jobs market, about the Fed's policies and the interventionist qualities of the Fed. But that could happen on either side.
Under Chairman Bernanke, they've been buying $85 billion worth of Treasury and mortgage bonds a month. $85 billion here, $85 billion there. You're talking about a lot of money, Jill.
We've got this bond buying program going on indefinitely. And many lawmakers are not that happy about that program. They think that the Fed has gone too far and could be causing inflation down the line. So many lawmakers are going to start to ask questions about when that program will be curtailed.
Is Yellen more likely to curtail it than Bernanke?
Janet Yellen is not just an acolyte of Ben Bernanke. She helped craft the current policy. Kind of Ben Bernanke's right-hand person, the person who helped him create a policy that in his mind is helping to boost the economy in a way that it wouldn't be moving along without the Fed's intervention.
Any clues we should be looking for in today's hearing?
What we should be looking for are any clues as to when the Fed would change its policy that has not been mentioned in the past. That could be a market-moving moment.
Thank you, Joe Schlesinger. The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Since 1975, Southern Season, with over 70,000 unique offerings and hard-to-find local products, has something for everyone. Whether looking for a loved one or 100 valued employees, our friendly and knowledgeable staff will make your shopping experience enjoyable. Visit today. Start with a meal at Weathervane, and then let us help you select a gift or make a gift basket especially for you. Southern Season, Chapel Hill's gift-giving destination for almost 40 years. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive, Chapel Hill.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Yes, holiday season is just around the corner. Time to make your home beautiful for the occasion with the help of the design team at Best Tile. With personal design consultants to guide you through the process and an unsurpassed selection of tiles from around the world, it's no wonder Best Tile has been voted the area's best tile resource for 3 years in a row. Deck the halls this year with Best Tile. Local store, global selection. Find us at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
Thank God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 6:30 at WCHL, and time now to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. It is 27 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine today, not as cool. Our high this afternoon in the middle 50s. That sounds downright warm. Tonight, clear and cold with a low down around 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high up around 60. And then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Some clouds moving in here at a big rate late in the evening. chance of showers, not as cool with a low in the middle 40s. And then on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and the high in the low 60s. So it's going to be a little warmer for the weekend and actually not bad weather coming today.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an
update. I'm Dave Barrett. 106,000 people signed up after the Obamacare website opened for business. That's nowhere near how many the White House had expected. House Republicans are getting some Democrats to consider their bill that would allow Americans to keep low-cost health insurance coverage. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
Democrats in Congress who've defended the health reform law for years against unending Republican attacks are getting very nervous. Some Senate Democrats are signing on to proposals to delay minimum requirements for health insurance plans. And House Democrats held a raucous meeting with White House aides on that same issue, demanding something be done quickly to deal with the millions of people with individual health insurance whose policies are being canceled.
IT experts are working the issues at the healthcare.gov website. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
For the first time, the White House said, we believe the website will be fixed by the end of the month, but if that changes, we'll let you know. That's the first time they've ever suggested there is even a possibility the website may not be fully operational by the end of November.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
28 degrees, 632 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina Central University now joins UNC here in Chapel Hill in the North Carolina Secretary of State's investigation of sports agents and college players. Former North Carolina Central University quarterback Michael Wayne Johnson Jr. has been charged on the basis of arranging a May 2010 meeting between Georgia sports agent Terry Watson and former Carolina wide receiver Greg Little. Around $5,000 was exchanged in that meeting, according to a previous indictment. In addition, Johnson has been accused of providing a mailing address to accept packages of cash for Greg Little. Johnson appeared in court on Wednesday afternoon. Friday, Willie Barley, the man who connected former UNC defensive player Marvin Austin with Watson, was charged with athlete-agent inducement. Barley was released on a $30,000 bond. Spurred on by the NCAA's investigations, the Secretary of State's office began its own investigation. So far, criminal charges against five people have been filed. Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson, academic tutor for UNC athletes, Terry Watson, the agent, faces 13 felony counts of athlete-agent inducement. Patrick Jones, a Georgia real estate agent, is charged with providing money. Barley and Johnson. George Jeter, a spokesman with the Secretary of State's office, says that this investigation is focused only on sports agents, not schools or players. You can read the story on our website at chapelborough.com. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says the state's public universities are not training their students to be able to get a job right out of college. And Chancellor Carol Folt disagrees with that.
I believe deeply that places like Carolina amongst the best in the nation, does that extremely well.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt spoke with WCHL's Jim Hebner in a new special for her first conversation to you after taking office back in July. Governor McCrory says he wants to see liberal arts degrees removed from the curriculum because it won't prepare the students for the world outside the walls of the university. A News and Observer article quotes him as saying there's nothing wrong with the liberal arts, but that if someone wanted to study them, they should go to a private college. However, Chancellor Folt's message in her early days at Carolina is to not only give the students a wide range of knowledge, but a deep understanding of that knowledge.
Each one of them has a major, sometimes two majors, that have detailed skills taking them all the way to the forefront of knowledge in that area. And these skills are deeply transferable.
And she says she doesn't just want to focus on today.
The skills we want for the future are the skills for students that can prepare themselves not for the jobs that are sitting there today, but for the jobs and creating the jobs of tomorrow. If you think about digital world, the jobs that our students are getting now didn't even exist 10 or 15 years ago.
Chancellor Folt says the University of North Carolina is not struggling with getting students into jobs immediately following college.
85% of the students that graduate from Carolina within the first year have full-time jobs or in graduate school. It's up there at the levels of the highest of our elites. We'll continue to press forward on that. And I feel proud of what they're doing post-graduation, and I think they're going to be the people that are helping to bring new economies into the state.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News at 8:45. We'll bring you the final part of Jim's four-part interview with Chancellor Folt. You can also hear the interview in its entirety on Saturday night at 8 and also Sunday at 1. You can hear the whole conversation as well on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Changes in store for University Mall with a new movie theater coming in 2015, and some town leaders hope more change will happen just down Fordham Boulevard. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith has made it clear that he wants to move forward with plans to transform the area around the Ephesus-Fordham Boulevard intersection. With Tuesday's news that the Dillard's and University Mall will be closing its doors and the 13-screen luxury movie theater will open in its place, Kleinsmith said now is the time to embrace change, which he believes is necessary in both areas along Fordham Boulevard.
I think for one thing, this announcement today helps remind folks that we're serious about working to enhance our commercial tax base, about providing high-quality retail. If we can help people understand that and trust us on that, then we can move forward with Ephesus Church in Fordham.
As part of a greater redevelopment plan for University Mall, four new boutiques, a sporting goods store, and a restaurant have already or soon will be moving in. The shopping center's Harris Teeter is undergoing a $9 million renovation right now. Kleinsmith says he hopes that the momentum which has pushed the transformation for University Mall helped to push plans forward for the Ephesus Church Road Fordham Boulevard focus area, which is the space surrounding Rams Plaza near the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard from South Elliott Road to the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. The Chapel Hill mayor has said in the past that the area is underperforming and also hard to navigate.
Works. A lot of what we don't have going on in that district isn't working. You know, lesser communities would just sit back and say, well, some of it's working, so we're done. This isn't that kind of community. We can do better.
Dwight Bassett, Chapel Hill's economic development officer, said that he and town staff are currently working to rezone that area. In order to do this, using form-based code has been suggested. It's a new planning tool that supporters say, like Kleinsmith, have said will make the development process more predictable. Opponents worry that it will move the approval process out of the public's view. The plan to create a form-based code is still in its early stages, with no action from the council planned until next spring. Bassett said the redevelopment of the Ephesus Fordham focus area would complement the changes coming to University Mall and revitalize the look of the area considered a gateway into Chapel Hill.
We think combined together it's a pretty exciting corridor. There are numerous developers less than a half mile away willing to invest in office, residential, retail, and hospitality uses. And that certainly adds to this center by providing additional market opportunities.
The Ephesus Fordham focus area is one part of the Chapel Hill 2020 comprehensive plan that seeks to set a vision for the town's growth. And local celebrities are rallying behind UNC student-run campaigns for two local charities. Tonight, they hope you will join them for the main event, but you might have to make a choice. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
They tell me I'm too young to understand.
What's the popular UNC a cappella group, the Clefhangers, singing about?
Hey guys, we're the Clefhangers. I wanted to shout out, make sure you all come out to the Baby Got Throwback event.
And what is UNC basketball star PJ Harrison crying about?
Scamsies, the notorious younger brother of Ramses, is holding me hostage.
And what do the Clefhangers and PJ Harrison have in common? They're helping a good cause. Two competing good causes. A little competition never hurt anyone. In fact, it can actually do a lot of good. That seems to be the teaching strategy of UNC professor Gary Kay.
And I pit one class against the other. Basically, they have to create an event that raises money for a nonprofit.
Kay teaches a new media technology class for the UNC Journalism School. If you're involved with UNC campus life, you may have seen his students work.
Both of them are very creative. Both of them have had enormous engagement.
UNC seniors Kelly Krupe and Trisha Cleffey are the captains of the two competing teams that have created a campus-wide buzz. Cleffey's team is known as Heel Heist for the Monday Life.
So we chose the Monday Life as our cause, and they help better patient environments for UNC and Duke Children's Hospital.
The campaign raises awareness of their cause through Scamsies, a prankster whose catchphrase is, doing a little bad for a lot of good.
Scamsies decided that since UNC has such a strong athletic tradition, the best way to grab attention from people is to symbolically kidnap prominent athletes around campus. We released videos showing these athletes being a little paranoid and having Scamsies kidnap them. We did that to raise a ransom, which is $1,000.
Students are encouraged to attend the Heel Heist Thursday night to raise money for the athlete's ransom, which will go to the Monday Life. Scamsies will return Hairston and his other athlete victims at the event. Kruppi's team is hosting Throwback Thursday UNC, better known as TBT UNC. And the campaign gives UNC students a chance to reminisce on their childhoods.
It's called the Baby Got Throwback Bash. And then we're going to have a DJ and a live band playing covers of the top throwback hits. And we also have over $1,200 worth of prizes to give away between now and our event.
Guests at the event will pay a cover to be donated to Camp Kesem.
It's a camp for children ages 6 to 16 who have a parent who either has or has had cancer. And it's a one-week camp in the summer, and it's basically just an opportunity for them to have fun and, you know, not have to think about the fact that it's like they're dealing with such a devastating thing back at home.
Students in this class may not need a blue book or a Scantron for this final project, but Cleffy says the pressure is still on.
You just really don't know how much work goes into these types of campaigns until you're in the middle of one.
And that's exactly the hands-on lesson Tay says he planned for the two classes.
They're doing this in real life. Instead of them getting a fake project and saying, hey, create a graphic for a company that doesn't exist, or, you know, create a social media campaign for something that doesn't exist, they're having to do something in real life. So they actually are invested in seeing it be successful.
Cleffy's and Kruppi's teams face off Thursday night as they both host their events on Franklin Street at the exact same time. So who will you support? For more information about the events, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
642 at WCHL. Coming up next, Bruce Curran has today's commentary, and it's about basketball. That's on the way, followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much
about... If you don't know much about your dream job, make a change today at Durham Tech. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. We've got continuing education classes, vocational training, and degree programs to get you started on your new career. Check out our website for our new course catalog at durhamtech.edu to start your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Why spend Thanksgiving over a hot stove? This year, celebrate Thanksgiving Day at Carolina 1663. They'll have a full buffet from 11 to 4 with a special menu created by their award-winning staff, featuring turkey, prime rib, shrimp and grits, and all your favorite Thanksgiving and Southern classics. Your Thanksgiving feast is on the table at Carolina 1663. Now open in the Sheraton, Chapel Hill. Make reservations online at Carolina1663.com. That's Carolina1663.com.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutt.
All right, 6:43 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Bruce Curran. Poor Roy. It must be like living with a chronic illness that you just can't shake. Outside shooter deficit syndrome. I'm not sure if he's considered going to the Mayo Clinic, but I wouldn't rule it out. Roy appears to be about as popular as A-Rod with people who can shoot a basketball from 22 feet. And this is getting to be a real problem for the program. Pick your own metaphor, but you cannot get to the end of the rainbow, the top of the food chain, or God forbid, the head of the class, without lots of reliable outside shooting in the current iteration of NCAA basketball. Now that's not saying you can't have a very good team, you're just not likely to win any hardware. Let's look at a few recent stats. If I'm not mistaken, in the last decade, Carolina has shot the ball over 40% from the arc only twice, in 2005 and 2009. Guess what happened? And Roy has really only had two great twos in the backcourt in that same period of time, Rashad McCants and Wayne Ellington. Again, enough said. There have been some okay outside shooters like Reggie Bullock, but they were either hurt a lot or unreliable, especially in the clutch. The NCAA tournament is for shooters. Big men in the NCAA are just no big deal anymore. It's certainly not for lack of trying, but Roy has been asking all the pretty girls to the dance for the last four recruiting classes, and everybody is saying no. Carolina's never been a hotbed of the one-and-dones, so he's obviously losing those guys. Originally, it was only to Kentucky, but recently Duke, Kansas, Ohio State, Florida, Indiana, Arizona, and UCLA are getting into that market on a regular basis. But maybe more importantly is the fact that Roy's high-powered offense is based on virtually everything but outside shooting, and that just will not case a great shooter. This season, he has offered scholarships to at least six of the top shooters in the country, and he's now down to just one or possibly two who pundits say are unlikely to come. One of them has been Roy's top recruiting target for 18 months, and we could lose him to Iowa State? Huh? Roy has a great group coming in 2014. There's still no shooter in it. Maybe the best class he's ever recruited, but without a great shooter these days, even with a great class, you have a Ferrari with a bad spark plug that will start misfiring as soon as you play Kansas in the Elite Eight. I wish I had a solution, but I don't. And frankly, I don't care if he has to go to the Russian Mafia to get a good shooter. Roy's a great coach, and if he does pull a rabbit out of the hat and secure one of the two remaining off-guards, the experts say the team will be one of the odds-on favorites for the title in 2015. But I'm also saying if he doesn't, the only new NCAA hardware we're likely to see at Carolina in the next few years will be from women's soccer and lacrosse. This is Bruce Curran.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Carolina football offense has been clicking as of late, putting up the most points it has all season in the 45-14 win over Virginia last weekend. What has been working for that Carolina offense? Head coach Larry Fedora thinks he knows.
Running game by far would be the number one thing, and really the thing that matters the most is we're running the ball more effectively. And when you do that, you know, now everything starts clicking a little bit better because you can start getting into your tempo. You can start moving the chains, and we're not going to be behind the chains and not be able to pick up a first down.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A big part of the run game success has been the development of the Tar Heel offensive line, which Fedora has seen improvement from all season long.
All we've talked about is let's get better each week. Now, would I have liked it to have been a lot farther along earlier on? Yes, I would have, but it just wasn't. But I do think they are getting better each week. And then, you know, in the last two games, we've thrown Lucas Crowley into the mix, you know, in center and moved Bodine over, and we haven't missed a beat. And so that's also been a very good thing for us.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, ready for Pittsburgh on Saturday? We are. Our coverage will start bright and early on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare. 6:49 at WCHL. Coming up, we'll take a look at traffic and weather together, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Alice Ammerman. All of that straight ahead.
3 days of phenomenal savings this weekend. It's Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year store-wide. This is the jewelry event everybody waits for. Extra savings on rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pearls, pendants, colored gemstones. It's all on sale. Plus, we've flown in a multi-million dollar selection of all new designer jewelry. Every piece specially priced. 3 days of spectacular savings. Best values of 2013 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Gray Outdoor Provision Company and the North Face have got the gear you need this Christmas in our holiday gift guide. Products like the North Face Thermoball Jacket are guaranteed to keep friends and family warm and dry this year. Thoroughly tested by North Face athletes in extreme conditions, Thermoball Outerwear offers peak performance whether you're summiting a mountain or starting a snowball fight. Find out more about these great products and many others on our holiday gift guide at GrayOutdoorProvision.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to announce the addition of Catherine Clark and Cindy Goodman to my sales staff. Catherine and Cindy come to Tony Hall & Associates with years of experience in the Chapel Hill real estate market. Contact us today for professional real estate service at 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Alrighty then, it is time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead tonight and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Going to be some people at your house very happy with you. Some people here in the WCHL studios this morning very happy with Rand Norton for dressing so well again today. Always setting the pace, setting the standard. Today, dark green shirt, matching yellowish tie, more like gold. Just awesome.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to have to change it before I go to Ghost tonight.
Uh-huh.
Very excited to go see Ghost. We've got season tickets to the D-Pack and kicking it off tonight. So we're very excited about that.
What are you going to wear over there?
I don't know. I might go all black with a red tie, maybe. I think that's a good combination.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well... I wish you well. I know it'll be a good show because every show over there at DPAC is good.
Well, we'll talk about it in our Chapelboro segment, but Zach Godwin has a review up about DPAC or about Ghost at DPAC, and so I have not read that. I don't want to get any, you know, don't want to be spoiled. I've seen the movie, of course, and I'll read his review afterwards.
All right, fantastic. That's a good idea. What's happening in traffic this morning?
Well, right now, 15501 southbound, seeing a little delay between NC 54 and Manning Drive. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. A good start to this cold, cold day. Oh, going to have to get used to that for the rest of the winter. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much, and we are going to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carboro weather right now on WCHL, brought to you by Cruiser's Convenient Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Well, it's going to be a nice day today, actually, not as cold. It's kind of chilly this morning, 28 degrees right now. Sunshine, not as cool. High today, about 55. Tonight, clear and cold with a low around 30. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high around 60. Tomorrow night, we'll get some clouds in here. 30% chance for showers tomorrow night, and not as cool with the lows in the middle 40s. And then your weekend looks pretty good, too. Slight chance of rain all weekend long, especially on Sunday, but actually not bad weather for the next several days. Not as cold, there's no question about that. 6:53 at WCHL. Coming up, Freddie Kiger has today's trivia quiz, but let's get started with today's celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actress Kathleen Hughes is 85 years old today. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Jimmy Pearsall is 84. Used to watch Major League Baseball games with my dad many years ago when I was a little kid, and we used to laugh at Jimmy Pearsall because he was kind of crazy. Jazz musician Ellis Marsalis, 79. Writer P.J. O'Rourke is 66. Zydeco singer musician Buckwheat Zydeco, 66 years old today. Britain's Prince Charles is 65. Singer Stephen Bishop is 62, and it goes on and on. Anson Funderburg, 59, blues musician, pianist, or musician, Yanni, is 59. He's not a pianist. I don't know where that came from. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, 59 years old today. Actress Laura San Giacomo is 52. Actor D.B. Sweeney turns 52 today. Rapper Reverend Run of Run DMC fame, 49 years old today. Actor Patrick Warburton is 49 years old today. He's the guy who's in... Rules of Engagement on television. I think one of the funniest guys around, Patrick Warburton. He's hilarious. I get cranked up just by seeing him walk on stage or walk on the scene. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Curt Schilling is 47 years old today. Let's see, actor Josh Duhamel, 41. Contemporary Christian musician Robbie Schaffer, 38 years old today. Actor Brian Dietzen, 36. And Actress Olga Kurylenko, 34. Actor Graham Patrick Martin is 22. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, and we'll start with Dewey Mooring, local advertising executive. Dewey Mooring is celebrating a birthday today, as is Tripp Price. Happy birthday to you both. Happy birthday also to Pat Bile, who is well known as a music teacher for many, many years. Pat Bile, congratulations. Have a great birthday. And our birthday winner of the day is Sia Rubin. I believe Sia is 23 years old today. Happy birthday, Sia. Hope it's a good one for you. We're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Menomont to you. Happy birthday, Sia Rubin, from all of us at WCHL. All right, WCHL trivia time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Setz. Please welcome to the show, Freddie Kiger.
Thank you so much.
Come on, baby.
Let's trivia twist.
Yeah.
It's the trivia quiz. Come on, baby.
Chubby Checker, whose daughter played center for the Duke at University Duke. Women's basketball
team. That's right.
Chubby came one day and sang the national anthem.
Her name was not Checker, though.
No, and it wasn't Chubby either.
No. Can't remember what her name was.
Misty, Missy.
Yeah.
Like
that. Misty, I think.
Played Misty for me.
Oh, boy.
Clint Eastwood.
Exactly.
But no,
Jessica Walter.
She was a pretty good basketball player.
Donna Mills. You remember her?
Yeah, not to be confused with General Mills.
Oh, boy. Jessica Walter, not to be confused with Walter Holt.
Correct.
Or Walter Storholt.
Correct. Or Walter Sturdivant.
Walter Sturdivant. That's right.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Let's get off this.
All right.
What?
Inspiration is our theme.
Oh, good. I need some inspiration.
Inspiration.
All right. You're my soul and my heart's inspiration. Ain't that righteous, brother?
Yeah, I love that song.
All right.
John Lennon wrote A Day in the Life after he read two newspaper accounts.
Mm-hmm.
One about the death of Guinness Harris Tara Brown. And another about a pothole problem.
Okay.
Yeah. What invention did Swiss electrical engineer Georges de Mestral come up with while he was pulling burrs off his wool hunting pant?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The Ned Brooks Award for Public Service, named for the faculty member and administrator at Carolina who received his doctorate from UNC in 1985, recognizes a faculty or staff member who's built a sustained record of community service through individual efforts and who's promoted the involvement and guidance of others. This year, the Ned Brooks Award went to Alice Ammerman, a UNC professor who's had a huge impact on the campus.
Well, I felt very honored, particularly because I'm a big fan of Ned Brooks. He's been something of a mentor to me for many years, and he helped found the organization that I direct, the Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, and he's mentored me on writing grants and other things, so I was very honored by that.
Alice Ammerman is today's WCHL hometown hero. As you said, you're director of the UNC Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention. Tell me about your job and why you enjoy going to work every day.
Well, I am also in the Department of Nutrition on the faculty in the Gilling School of Global Public Health, but I wear the hat as the center director, which, and our whole mission is to take research and apply it in a way that's useful to people. And sometimes in academia, it seems like research is sort of obscure and ivory tower-like. And on the other hand, what we do is to make sure that research really ends up being very useful and practical to people in terms of improving their health.
Alice Ammerman has been at Carolina for a long time, and she's still inspired every day by the young people.
That's true. Yep. I have lots of students. I mentor undergraduates through doctoral students and postdocs, so they're bright and eager and have lots of good ideas, and I really enjoy working with them.
Dr. Alice Ammerman, a professor in the Department of Nutrition and director of the UNC Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, Ned Brooks Award winner for public service, and now a WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, Scott Jarrett, who called in with the answer to the question. The Swiss inventor invented Velcro. And thanks for all the phone calls this morning.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship in Chapel Hill.